every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it over the next hour or so. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, American Forces Radio, radio station KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, and a slew of others. And so much to talk about, but I'm going to introduce Art Source, of course, born on September 11th, and Laura Snoke, September 25, and Matthew Diabas, August 17th. And our guest, Pete Arbogast, voice of USC football for I don't know how many years. We'll talk to Pete about the season and the future as far as the Trojans are concerned. We'll play some Barron sports trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. So much to talk about, but I challenge anybody out there, and if you're listening to this show, you are a sports fan, to tell me which pro teams are on which channel or which streaming service at a particular time. For example, on Tuesday night, for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the NBA season, NBC had the NBA. And I wanted to see Oklahoma City play on Tuesday, so I turned it on, except that it was Christmas movies on NBC on Tuesday night. So I waited, that was at 5 o'clock. I waited till 8 o'clock and got the West Coast feed. Same Christmas movies. I don't know what's going on. That game was played. It was on another streaming service. After the fact, I found out which one, which I forgot at this point in time. Listen, I was brought up in Southern California. We had 7 channels, 2, 4, 5, 11, 9, 11, and 13. Okay. Then we had cable, 57 channels. Can you believe it? And nothing to watch. Now there are 5,000 channels, and you really can't watch many of them because you're totally confused. Any thoughts? SportsFred@AOL.com, SportsFred@AOL.com. If you're a Mets fan right now,
oh boy,
you think you're going to hell. I've been listening to WFAN. There are people out there hanging themselves, believe it or not. All right, Diaz is bad enough, but you lose Alonso, who was a lifetime Mets and a player, and you say to yourself, now I got to get some power. Well, are you going to get Bellinger? Are you going to get Tucker? Who are you going to get? Alonso's been there forever, and you let him go away. We can talk about that too. Oh, by the way, Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. So he's listing the years that Alonso played with the Mets, and he says, okay, in 2019, he had 40-something home runs, and in 2020, he was in 2020, he was hurt. He only played 57 games. No, Stephen, we had the COVID deal.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get 2 free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved. Blue
sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Art, with Laura, with Matthew, and with you. You can email us at sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. I open the show telling you, challenging you, any listener out there, to tell me which games were for which league at this point in 2025. I told you the story about Tuesday night, NBC and the NBA. It's impossible in my mind to keep up with all this. Art, can you keep up with all this?
No, but I miss Larry Stewart of the LA Times in the old days because he was the best in terms of sports on TV. Every one of the LA Times, which is a great sports page 30 years ago, he would lay it out, and then his Friday column would do the whole weekend in sports, which was fantastic. But yeah, Fred, between Peacock and ESPN Plus and Prime, I mean, it has gotten to the point where if somebody actually did that, you know, that you could wake up at 6 in the morning and take a look at the schedule and see where everything is, it would probably benefit a lot of sports fans. It would probably raise ratings. But how do you get that information?
But it's like an old phone book.
Exactly. You need a bibliography to find out where it is. Where they are tonight.
But already help the customers out. Heaven forbid, in this day and age, actually be consumer-minded, be consumer-friendly.
Well, it's like the Warner Brothers Discovery deal right now between Netflix, and now Netflix has their own sports division. So are they going to become the next Comcast, or what are they trying
probably,
to do?
Probably.
I mean, if you really think about it, they got more money than anybody.
Yeah.
Fred, you're 100% right. I mean, can we get a game on CBS, maybe? Well, Army-Navy this Saturday. That's the only game you're going to get that you know where it's going to be.
Laura, your thoughts about too many streaming services. It's impossible to keep up with them. Laura, take it away.
Well, we don't have, like, the old TV guides anymore, you know, where you could just go to one source and find out what the hell's on TV at any given moment. You know, there's this thing called On TV Tonight or something online. I can't even figure out. I mean, it takes network channels and then streaming channels. And there's so many channels. It's hard to figure out. Even by the time you figure out what the channel you're looking for, the game's half over. So
1,100 with all the music channels and everything. And truly, how many networks do you watch? Maybe probably 12, 15.
Yeah. I watch more retro TV than I watch. I couldn't tell you what the hit series is on the regular channels.
There isn't one.
There is. It's catch as catch can. Oh, there's a game. I'll keep that on. But other times, I don't even stream. So even if they talk about streaming, I don't do streaming. So it's irrelevant to me, you know, if I could, because I don't have streaming. I don't subscribe to it, you know, and I just, and I remember you were talking about channels. One time, I think I tried that big thing. And of all those hundreds upon hundreds of channels, there was only three that I cared about. I realized I'm wasting money for three. Now screw that. So I just do basic
And that's why eventually the only thing that's going to save cable is if they go a la carte. That's the only chance they have. Otherwise, they're like an old Lincoln from 1955 rolling down the freeway.
But you can get ESPN 94 and get cricket from New Zealand against
How
the
about
West
the Savannah
Indies.
Bananas, Fred?
The Savannah
Let's go,
Bananas.
Baby.
Well, I like them. You know what? To me, another funny story, and I don't know if it's how funny it really is. Bill McDonald's been doing the Laker games with Stu Lance forever, the Laker channel in Southern California, but in all the major markets, you have your own basketball channel, whatever the case might be. So there was one game, Lakers against the Clippers. When I got it on the Clipper channel, I got it on the Laker channel, and I could get it on the streaming service. Other times, I can get it on the streaming service, but I can't get it on the Lakers channel. But folks in Bakersfield can get it on the Lakers channel. McDonald is still doing the game. Nobody can keep up with this. That's the bottom line. I'd love your emails at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And I think Matthew is the smartest of all. He doesn't stream. He doesn't worry about it. And he's a winner. All right.
I stream it all.
I'm glad somebody thinks that.
Me too.
I stream all of it.
And I'm going to the poor farm because of it.
I'm like self-indulgent to the max. I have all of the streaming channels.
At least you're honest about it.
Sport. I'm Sunday Ticket. And, you know.
Yeah. By the way, Laura.
I really try to avoid it in myself. I try to avoid doing, you know, in the good old days stuff because I think that's, you know, first of all, it's counterproductive because we are not in the good old days and we'll never be.
I learned that the last 3 days and we're not in the good old days.
You got to experience, you know, you got to get with the new program, you know, and adapt.
By the way, the National Football League is most likely going to put a second game on Friday. On the day after Thanksgiving. So now we're going to have three games on Thursday and two on Friday, which won't be on Sunday. So I don't know how they're going to do the red zone on Sunday with a limited number of games, but there's a buck to be made.
They'll use the what do they call it? The fourth screen. He's got all the.
I've been noticing on certain channels, like they won't do like a 4 o'clock game. They just do the 1 to 4, but they won't do a 4 o'clock, whereas some will do. You
so
know, the
Christmas
one
Day,
the
it's going to be Netflix. And then the Friday after that, they're going to have a bunch of games too. Is that what they're talking about this year?
Yeah. Some are going to be on Amazon. Some are going to be on Netflix. And you got to keep churning back and forth if you have both of them or all three of them. And
it's
totally confusing. All right. Talking about confusing. The New York Mets, the folks at WFN are going crazy. The fans are going nuts. They're about to hang management, Mr. Cohen and company, Mr. Stearns and company. Matthew, you have any idea why they'd let Alonso go?
I wonder if it's not letting him go. It's like Alonso's getting the hell out of there. In other words, it's the climate there. He realized he can't win with the Mets. He's got to go elsewhere. I think I just saw something. There's going to be a press. But the Orioles are going to get Alonso. I think they're calling for a press conference.
Five year, $155 million deal,
which is amazing. I thought the Red Sox were going to go for him. They could use Alonso, but no, Baltimore.
Alonso
get
and
him.
Fenway would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have, and that would have really helped the Red Sox in battling for the Yankees for the thing. But the thing is, also, Citi Field, New York, is not really a home run hitting ballpark, and I think Alonso wants to go to a thing where he can elevate his numbers and all that again.
And they
York.
Recently brought in the left field wall, and then they lowered it.
Yeah,
because
but
remember
I think
when
it's
they
the
changed the whole stadium at Camden Yards? Yeah.
Also, Diaz going to the Dodgers and all that. I think it's the culture there. You don't have a good first-rate manager. You've got a front office and all that.
Plus
I think
the Orioles lineup, they've got five or six guys that can protect Alonso a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Holiday. I mean, you got some players there. It's a good young organization.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good to see for him.
Yeah.
But how about Edward Diaz? What are you going to do with Diaz? Diaz to the Dodgers? So now they're paying one guy $79 million, him $69 million.
Well, we found out, according to Dave Roberts, that Tanner Scott was hurt last year.
Of course he was.
Had elbow problems. So they still continue to have faith in him. Maybe he'll be the setup guy.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody can argue with
that's a deep bullpen though. That's $150 million bullpen.
Okay, but here's you need the key a closer who's a real closer though.
Laura, here's the key question: April or May or June does Diaz throw out his arm?
I was gonna say early June.
Early June?
Yeah.
Tanner Scott blew 10 saves. If Diaz is healthy, he's not blowing more than five if he's healthy. Exactly. If he's not healthy,
five
too,
is a good call. That's a good over-under.
10. Okay. Folks, Mets fans out there, I'd love to hear from you. Who are they going to replace Alonso with? Again, Williams is a good reliever, so maybe Diaz has already been replaced. Are you going to get Bellinger? Are you going to get Tucker? Harrison Bader, who are you going to get to try to
Tucker
replace
supposedly him? That's who Cohen is looking at right now is Tucker. And I'm not a super big impressed Tucker guy. I would rather have Bellinger because of his ability to play different positions, his versatility. But I mean he would really help the Mets.
He already lives in New York.
Yeah.
Laura is a Dodger fan. Are you happy so far with Diaz, and what do you think they might do in the future?
I am happy. Yeah. I mean, we need a real closer. We thought we had one with, ever since we lost Kenley Jackson left.
Fred's favorite all-time closer.
I mean, all the closers the Dodgers have tried to get, they've all panned out. I mean, there was that other guy, forget his name, Clark. You guys know, I'm sure. And then, with Tanner Scott, and who knows? But Diaz is a good player. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't think
they're done either, the Dodgers. I mean, they're punch drunk with money. I mean, they're just
and also they're the team to go to now. You've got two straight rings here, and that's going to be the great challenge for the Dodgers. They've never ever three-peated as pennant winners here. Yeah, you know, for just as pointing pen, not about so much World Series. They've never three-peated as pennant winners, so that's another challenge for Dave Roberts and all that. Can they do the three-peat just as the pennant winner? And especially, I don't know. National League team has ever three-peated as a World Series winner ever.
No, but I got to tell you something. Do you know how much deferred money they have in their lineup right now?
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost $1.2 billion deferred money. And I mean, I don't know about you, but Walters has got to be thinking to himself, we're doing great. We're winning world titles. But at a certain point in time, can you keep spending money like that? Well, obviously you can. You can buy the Lakers for $10 billion.
All right. Yeah, we're going to take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, everybody. Time again for Barron Sports Trivia on Sports Overnight America, Laura's favorite part of the show, of course. And before we start, Art, being 128 or 127 years of age, needs help. Legal medicinal products to keep him up all night. Art, what are you taking this evening?
Well, this is still one of the best. It's the professional formula, triple powered, like my running game. And I mean, it's fantastic stuff. It really does. I swear by it. I try to make sure my friends get some of it, because the whole idea is to, you know, stay cognitively on top of things while this world just whizzes by, making our wigs flip.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia, sponsored by Prevagen. Barron Sports Trivia. Laura,
we
you
want
ready?
Them.
Okay.
Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready, and I have a sports trivia question for you guys, too.
I love when it's, let's see, we get to go with
let's do that. Let's do that.
Laura, sports trivia.
We'll do that in a few minutes. We'll do that in a few minutes. All right. Okay. Laura, this is a football question, right? Right? Matthew, I think you're going to know this, so let Laura get the answer. It's a football question, Laura. I have found that prayers work best when you have big players. Who said, I have found that prayers work best when you have big players? Prayers work best when you have big players. Who might have said that, Laura Snoke?
It's a great quote. I have no clue.
Former coach.
Former coach, that narrows.
Only 5,000 of those to go through.
Living or
is
dead?
Is he a Hall of Fame coach?
Died in a plane crash.
Oh, I know.
Think of leprechauns.
Art, you ready?
Yeah. New Rocky. Okay.
That's right.
If I had said Pat O'Brien, would you jump on that?
Oh, hell yeah, because that's New Rocky in the movies.
That's right, yeah.
And Ronald Reagan was, you know, that's what made Ronald Reagan president.
Yeah. It was the Gipper, yeah.
The Gipper. All right, Art, you ready?
I am ready, as best as I ever have been.
Baseball question. The only way to prove you're a good sport is to lose. The only way to prove you're a good sport is to lose. Hall of Famer.
It's not Ty Cobb or Leo DeRocher. That's for sure.
Later than that. Later
or Billy
that.
Martin.
not Billy Martin. Later than that.
Never, I mean, Billy Martin.
Hall of Famer. Many times over. Shortstop.
The great quote.
Frankie Crosetti.
Later.
Phil Rizzuto.
Pee Wee Reese.
Came over from the Negro Leagues.
Maury Wills.
Ernie Banks.
Laura, is it Ernie Banks that Matthew says?
Could be Ernie Banks.
I was going to say let's play too.
I would have got it then.
That's right, yeah. Because he was Kansas City Marlins, Laura.
Jacqueline got a kiss from Ernie Banks once.
Yeah. Laura, what's yours?
And champagne.
Matthew, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia? First NBA player to break a backboard. First NBA player to break
I know
a
this
black,
one. But Philly,
this is an interesting story, though. Interesting story. Matthew, you got the answer to that?
I read somewhere it happened in the 40s. Chuck Connors.
1946, Chuck Connors.
Yeah,
but the story is he didn't slam dunk it. It was during a game. He hit the backboard, and it wasn't set up right, and it broke the backboard.
Yeah,
and all these years, I've been thinking Chuck could jump. No, he couldn't jump. And then the question of that, it was that he just hit the thing at the wrong time.
Yeah. I mean, he was multi-sport athlete.
Hey, how many did Daryl Dawkins or Malone tear down in Philadelphia?
I know Daryl did spectrum. At least two.
With that big boom box on his right shoulder.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, Chuck Cox, I remember reading the story about that. You know, it just, that's the way it was. He was a multi-sport athlete. He played baseball. He could do basketball, Chuck Connors. Yeah.
He was
the real rifleman.
That's
right. Yeah. And that series, man, Chuck Connors. Yeah.
Well, right, they said, Laura, you ready for Clint Eastwood said he got a lot of his characters for Westerns from the Connors.
Yeah.
Laura, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Who said this? When we played, World Series checks meant something. Now they only screw up your taxes. When we played, World Series checks meant something. Now they only screw up your taxes. Which famous Hall of Famer said that?
I don't know. I hate this game. I don't like games I'm not good at.
National League or American League?
Play games I'm not good at. I'll pass the baton to Art. Matthew shouldn't be allowed to play. We all should have handicaps.
Laura, I'll give you a hint.
I've got plenty of handicaps, Laura.
I'll give you a hint, Laura. a Dodger.
A Dodger.
That's why we asked you the question. He's a Dodger.
What position did he play?
Pitcher.
Not Sandy Koufax.
You think so? You think Koufax said that?
Because
it sounds like something he might say. But
no, Koufax retired in 19.
Could have been Drysdale too.
1966. That's 34 and 25, almost 60 years. And I can't believe it. I remember he retired.
Didn't he and Drysdale hold out to get $100,000 each?
Don Sutton.
Yes.
Walter? Was it?
They
Sutton?
Teamed up together. It was the first time.
The Goldust Twins.
Yeah.
Matthew, Sutton. What'd you say?
I'm going with Drysdale.
Could it be Sutton? Because he was there in 66 and then 74. That 66, it would have meant something. Don Sutton?
Well, he's little D. As Art said, it's big D. Van Nuys High School with Robert
Don Richter. Drysdale.
Don Drysdale. Yeah.
Hey, he used to have a little place called The Dugout down in Anaheim next to Anaheim Stadium. A little bar. Very Hawaiian themed with you know the nautical and the tanks and everything. It was a cool place. What a great guy he was. And he died far too early in life.
1993. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
Did he and Ann Myers, did they ever have children?
They have two kids, I believe.
Are they athletes? Because that's such an athletic, from the two of them, you'd think they'd end up being athletes.
Great volleyball player and a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Yeah, she was a basketball player, I thought.
Don Drysdale would say, and that's out number two.
I told this story before, but spring training, 1989. I'm walking. I was doing the post game and the pregame for the Dodgers, and I'm walking with Drysdale, and we see Sandy Koufax, and he's eating. And all we heard Sandy Koufax say, and tell that blank, blank Frank Thomas that I never threw at anybody. So I've told this story before, but I think it's rather unique. And so Koufax leaves, and I asked Don, what did Koufax mean by that? He says, Frank Thomas, a big anti-Semite, he always went after Koufax. So Koufax, and this is the old Frank Thomas, not the new Frank Thomas.
Right.
He threw at Frank Thomas because Frank Thomas would never shut his mouth.
The big donkey. That's what they call him, the big donkey.
Oh, all right, God. Laura, we're waiting for your trivia question.
My trivia question. Okay.
Trivia.
Go ahead. You're probably going to know this, but there's one quarterback in the NFL history who threw for over 450 yards in one game with three different teams. Who might that quarterback be?
I know this one.
Well, Brady would be too easy. He only played for two teams, so it couldn't be Brady.
It's not Brady.
Can't be Brady. It's got to be somebody who played for three teams.
He was a hard-ass coach, too, coach for the Falcons.
Who?
Grant Brocklin?
Yeah.
No.
No, he only played for two. Lambs and the Eagles. I say Favre. I would go Favre.
Didn't he play for Minnesota too?
No, he coached Minnesota. Didn't play. Coached. Okay. I say Favre.
Favre's a good guess.
Favre.
Laura, give us
You're
a give,
Favre.
Give Favre. Us a, Brett give Favre. A, that's my guess.
Laura, you, give us
who's
an
your, what's your guess, Art?
I said my guess.
Okay. No, it's Kirk Cousins.
Who?
Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins won me some money last night.
Thursday night when he won 29-28, he threw for 372 yards. And
he got
again,
himself a big contract for next year out of last night. You know,
the funny thing about him, he can never win on Monday night. I think he's like 1-10.
But Thursday night he looks
good.
But
he always wins on Thursday night.
Oh, now, I got a trivia question if you let me. Go ahead.
No, you can't do it, Andrew.
Okay, NBA question. The Celtics, during their dynastic run, the Celtics lost the NBA Finals in 58, and then they lost in the playoffs in 67. Name the coach who coached the teams that beat the Celtics during those tier years when all the other years the Celtics won the championship. Name the one coach. West Coast guy.
Alex Hannum, maybe?
Yeah, you got it, baby.
St. Louis Hawks. St. Louis Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks in 58 and the Sixers in 67. You got it, Artie. Yeah, it was Hannum. Yeah, good for you. You get a cookie.
I pulled that one out of deep left field, man. But I was going Adam, back. Yeah. Climbing the wall. I looked like Bobby Valentine at Anaheim Stadium.
Great coach, man. Yeah, great coach. Yeah. West Coast guy. Sarge.
Let's talk in the last couple of minutes. I want to talk about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Did they belong in the playoffs? Did they not belong in the playoffs? The story, of course, is they lost to Miami, and then they win at the end 10 straight games. Didn't get in. And, Art, do you think Notre Dame deserved the playoffs ahead of Miami or somebody else?
You know, whether they deserve it or not, I think they do. But for them to lose their position after 3 weeks of inactivity, where they were ahead of Miami in three polls in a row, and then they flip it, okay? And the problem I have with it is nothing against Tulane or James Madison. They had great seasons. But let's get real here. This is a national championship tournament. It should be the best 12 teams in the country. And I think Notre Dame fits that billing. And I think what they ought to do is maybe like Pete was talking about, we're going to have to go with 50 big teams, a super conference, maybe a 16 team tournament, and then have the non-power four schools, maybe they could be, have an 8-team playoff.
I would have kept Notre Dame in.
Georgia and Notre Dame would have been a great national championship.
I would love James Madison to beat Oregon. All right, I can come back.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get 2 free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5-amp-hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America and our special guest, the voice of USC for many, many years, Peter Arbogast. And Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Finishing up 37 to answer your question.
Now, but you took a break for the Cincinnati Bengals
shut
in
up.
Between.
Just shut up. That was like exile. Let's put it this way. I started in 1989, and that was 37 years ago. I've been doing it since 1989.
That's it. Pete and I worked together at KFOX in Redondo Beach in the early 1980s. And, of course, when WFAN began in 1987, WFAN said, we're the first all-sports station. KFOX was, but nobody counts KFOX because it's a small station.
I'm going to interrupt you, Fred.
Go ahead.
All right. Before KFOX, it was Sports Radio Network. And we were putting that together, you remember? Out in East Norco, I think it was in Corona, at a very small station that we commandeered. And actually, Ted Turner and CNN had asked my godfather, the late Hal Uplinger, the co-inventor of Instant Replay for television and the co-founder of Live Aid and Farm Aid as well, to put together an all-sports format for his CNN radio network. And so we worked on that on weekends out in Corona. For a better part of a year, we got fully credentialed for the 84 Olympics, which was really cool, including you, Fred, and a bunch of other friends. And then we sold it to the whole thing. We put it all together. We figured out the format and the wheel and how it would work and live reports from games, sites, and everything else that you hear now that you're used to. And then Ted didn't want it, and he sold it to the people that took WFAN, and there you have it.
Amos Broadcasting owned WFAN at the beginning, and you were correct about that analysis. All right, Art Source, you kicked for the Trojans of USC. You're on with the voice of USC, Pete Arbogast.
Great to see you, Pete.
You too.
Ensenada, what a beautiful place to be as you prepare for the Alamo Bowl. I wanted to ask you, your thoughts on what Lincoln has accomplished here in his fourth year. You're there. You get to watch all the games. The bounty, what a bountiful group of kids coming in. You can't have 35 guys probably do any better. Could have got a couple maybe more five-star guys, but if they coach them up, which I think they're capable of doing, the future looks really bright. What are your thoughts now, Pete?
Gonna have to fill a couple of holes, obviously, with guys leaving, and y'all, the portal is always there for you. There's a couple of really big names that I'm hopeful that they'll go out and grab. He took over a program that was flatlined, basically. Clay Helton came in, took over a program that had guys in it that were left over from the Lane Kiffin era and did really well with those guys up to a point. But the lines kind of fell apart. Everything sort of fell apart. And so it's taken this long to get back to any modicum of respectability. Maybe a year longer than people would have liked that to have been in the time frame sort of thing. But here we are anyway, 9-3. Hopefully to go with a 10-win season if you get a win over the Horny Toads in the Alamo Bowl. I'm excited. Look, I get to go to a new place. I've never been to that bowl. I've never been to that stadium. I've never called a game.
You've never been to San Antonio?
I've been to San Antonio with the Clippers back in the day.
Nice place.
It's beautiful. Yeah, looking forward to the Riverwalk. And if they let us go, I think they're going to let us go the day before. I know the team goes in like Christmas Day.
God, I used to like going in for a week at a time.
Like to sample the sights and all that.
We can't be any farther down on the totem pole. So we're going to go in the day before, 2 days before, and we'll get in and out. And that's fine. That's fine.
Laura Snoke, you're a Bruin fan. You're on with the voice of the Trojans, Pete Arbogast.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you think about the state of college athletics in general with all this crazy NIL and transfer portal. It's kind of like everybody has to either adapt or get out, which a lot of coaches are getting out because they just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, we're in a state of flux still. It's the final decisions have yet to be made, and in my heart of hearts, I think by the time I'm finished doing this job somewhere around 2030, probably this will have we'll have siphoned off these top teams into an upper division that is out of the NCAA's purview. Everybody else will be down in some other division.
Like 50 got 50 teams and
Or 60 or 80
A Premier League of 40 teams. You
yeah,
know, two
whatever
super
it is,
conferences of
whatever
20.
the number. Yeah, you can go through the list and look and see who you're going to cut, and you're going to probably be pretty close to being right. So, on top of that, I think it's going to be an employer-employee relationship with the players, which will take care of the portal. Because you sign a guy to three, I'm going to sign Artie for 3 years. Artie, you want to sign for 3? You good? Okay, then we're great. And at the end of the 3, we can renegotiate if you want to stay. If we want you to stay, we'll sign you for another year or two. Great. If you don't want to be here anymore and we don't want you anymore, see you later.
Yeah.
Yes,
Matthew DeVos, you're on with Peter
that should be
Arbogast.
an employer-employee relationship.
And I want to go one step further, even, and it's possible. I've heard the rumor that there'll be corporate money involved, and then the university will be a front for a semi-pro football.
And I heard that's
Yeah,
exactly
basically,
what I
yeah,
heard.
basically,
Because
yeah.
I call them pro college football now.
And it's okay with me. I don't care because you know what? I sit in a press box and call a game, and there's 11 guys on my team, 11 guys on their team, and I'm cheering like always. I tell Fred this all the time. I'm cheering for the laundry.
I hear you.
I still cheer for the Dodgers, even though
Hey,
they're not the
what do
same
you think
Dodgers
about the
from when I
Notre
was a
Dame
kid.
situation,
They
Peter?
better play Notre. They gotta play Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Period.
Peter, two-part question. One about Lincoln Riley. He's always been a great offensive maven. What does USC still need to build up its defense where they could really compete for that, get in that Big Ten conference championship game? That's part one. I mean, do they still need to work on their defense? Because Riley's always been an offensive orientation. How good is their defense? They still need to improve their defense.
Well, it's better than it was 2 years ago. It was awful, awful. Last year it was okay. This year it was a little better than okay. But they got to get big and mean. And they were supposed to be an attacking defense this year, and they didn't really do much attacking. And they got pushed around by teams that were, Notre Dame just pushed them around, especially on the defensive
I
line.
thought Urlacher looked real good at the end of the season, though. I
Yeah,
mean,
he came along really well.
I liked the way he came up hitting people. I mean, those are the kind of guys you need, to play in that conference because, I mean, you got to stop the run and you got to stop the pass.
But Matt and Artie, I watched Georgia play Alabama. I
Oh,
watched Ohio
boy.
State play Indiana. And I am saying to myself, we can't compete with these teams because now we can throw on them. We could probably run the ball a little bit. We'll score some points, but we can't push them around like they could push us around. And that's the difference right now between our program being top 15 and wanting to be top five.
Do you
Pete,
think,
in the
Peter, it was a
last few.
mistake for them to join Big Ten, in your opinion? Did you lament the fact that they joined Big Ten? Because I think that it's going to be like Nebraska just lost in the woods. Because if you can't beat Ohio State or the other big power, now it's Indiana, you ain't going to compete in that Big Ten conference championship game because now it's no longer two
Cignetti showed
divisions.
everybody how to do it.
Yeah, you're right. I would have preferred at the time to go independent.
Or Big 12.
Well, the Pac-12 was not being equitable or correct with its money dispersion, and they had a lousy TV
That
contract.
was the whole problem.
Look, follow the money. It's simple. And so going to the Big Ten makes sense financially, certainly, and they're one of the big two conferences. They're the SEC and the Big Ten are the best conferences in
Especially
football.
if this $2 billion plan you were talking about with private venture capital comes
Right.
through.
Right. So there's a lot of questions that have yet to be answered. Other people know the answers that are way over our food group.
Pressing
Thank you. Pete,
question.
go ahead, Lauren.
When are they going to put their names on their uniforms?
Never. That'll be a never. And
Not at
they'll never
USC.
play. And they're never going to play a team that's not in their division, in their food
They're
group.
lucky they get to wear white shoes.
Pete.
They're never going to play, Tarleton State or the Citadel or any of those teams.
No,
Yay
UCLA will.
for the SEC.
But Pete, you've had a lot of very fine wide receivers jumping to the National Football League,
Yeah.
three or four around the league right now, among the best in the league.
Yeah.
Where would Lemon rank with those guys, in your opinion?
He gets, God, he gets open. and he does well with the ball after he catches it, and he catches passes in very difficult situations too. He's very good. He reminds me a little of Amon-Ra in that regard.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
He's not the Pittman and the London and the big dudes. He's the smaller of the dudes, and he's not small by any means, but he's not Jacoby Lane, and he's not going to play in the bowl game. We're almost sure of that. I don't know about Lane yet. He would be better.
Sure, financial decision based on
anymore, you're getting plenty of money in college if you're a big time name. So it stops you from going pro a little early, perhaps. Whereas in the past,
where do they have to take a pay loss to go to the NFL?
Right, right. it's not that extreme, perhaps, but you're still.
Sanders did.
You're getting a chunk of change, and Jacoby Lane, I think, would be better served to stay in university ball for another year. I really do.
I agree. Hey, I love his one-handed catches.
Let me ask you the question. Your dad, a big Bruin fan,
yeah,
worked at KMPC for years.
Yeah.
One of the best morning broadcasters I've ever heard. I met him, of course, during the Vietnam War when he was working with Jack Margolis. And bottom line is, every time we do this, you're going to have to give me and give the fans the funniest joke in sports history. Right now, Pete Arbogast, KMPC.
Well, he got fired. One night. He was doing jazz at night. He was Dick Whittinghill's comedy guy in the morning and helped Gary Owens a little bit with his stuff as well, of course. Gary's a good family friend before he passed. And one night they were playing music and Gene Autry, the owner of the station and the Angels and the Rams and so on, and he came in and opened the door to my dad's studio while he was on the air and said, hey, Roy, Roger, how you doing? Hey, Roger, how you doing? For Roger Carroll, another DJ, who my dad, he was a very straight-laced conservative guy, and my dad didn't like him at all. And so my dad said, fine, Roy, how are you doing? For Roy Rogers. He was fired the next morning. Took zero time.
Hilarious.
Would your dad see you as a traitor because he was a big Bruin fan?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, boy. He took me to my first SC games because the UCLA people at the Bruin station didn't want the tickets. And my dad said, I don't care. I'll take them to games for free. So I saw USC and Duke in 62, the opening game. And then I saw the USC Navy game with Roger Staubach. I didn't know who anybody was at the time. I think Navy fumbled. They were the number two team in the country behind SC, and they fumbled six times. And SC recovered every single one of them and won the game 13-6. And Roger Staubach said it was the worst loss he ever suffered in his life. Was that game? And then I went to the 64 Notre Dame game and sat by myself under the press box while my dad was in the box. And SC was down 17-0 to the number one Irish and came back and won 20-17. One of the great games I ever
that
saw.
That changed the whole fortunes of USC football.
Oh, yeah. And then they made a record album of that game. And my dad bought it for me for Christmas. And I listened to it till it wore out. And that's what hooked me on not. I already was hooked on SC football and basketball because I'd gone to the old LA Classic at the sports arena and watched a bunch of games. My grandfather would drop me off with $5 and say, see you later. But I listened to that album, and that's what really hooked me on sportscasting. And I turned to my dad and I said, how long is this guy Tom Kelly going to be around for the voice of the coach? I was like nine, and he said, well, he's this age. And
broadcasters don't get old, Fred.
No, man, he'll be going till my dad said he'll be going till he's probably 60 or 70. And I said, when's that? And how old will I be? And he said, you'll be about 35. I said, all right, I'm in. Let's go.
Peter
Arbogast.
We got to
go, Matthew. Pete Arbogast, thank you again for appearing. We'll be listening to you from San Antonio and wish you the best. And thank you for appearing again on Sports Overnight.
And I do go down to my car to listen to Fred on Sirius XM, so you know.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of stuff on Sirius XM, a lot of ball games, a lot of guys around the country. Happy holidays, everybody, and fight on.
Holidays.
Bye, Pete. Peace. Pete Arbogast with us. More straight away on Sports Overnight.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio.
The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Thank you, Pete Arbogast, voice of USC, and good luck in the Alamo Bowl on December 30. Michigan. My relatives are all Michigan fans or Michigan State fans because they all went to Michigan or Michigan State.
Both of them.
Wolverines in trouble. Jerome Moore. Art, it gets worse every day. Your comments.
I watched the Ohio State pregame deal on Fox, and Sharon was running around that field looking crazy. I mean, like he was going to play in the game. He was that jacked up. And I was like, you know, he's beat this team four times in a row. But I think there's a lot of complicit angles to this, which we're going to find out as this whole onion unravels. I think that, you know, the university knew about it. I think they did an HR review. Then they found out the real truth, and they wanted to wait for signing day. There's a lot of participles in this. Plus, you know, how do you get caused? Save $30 million. But between Michigan, something's going on in Michigan with Mel Tucker and you know, this situation here. It's just not good. It doesn't look good for college football or anything. What do you guys think?
Laura, take it away.
Well, I think the most disturbing thing is the incident following when he got fired, going over and allegedly threatening her with a knife because she spilled the beans or something, told the administration about their relationship. I have a lot of mixed feelings about these relationships, in workplace relationships, because most of us, I mean, I met my husband through work. I mean, most of us meet people through work. I mean, through work or school, right? I mean, that's kind of where we spend most of our time. And I understand when there's an imbalance of power. But, you know, in this day and age, I'm not so sure that we're not just going backwards to some sort of puritanical, you know, kind of patriarchal model. But obviously the violent part is what really concerns me about the whole incident.
Matthew, in 30 seconds, the Wolverines of Michigan.
It wasn't just threatening her with violence. I think I saw something. He was also threatening to commit suicide in front of her, too. Yes, so it's probably going to be a murder-suicide. Yeah. I mean, basically, he's gone flip. You know, he just, it's basically you have to clean the orgy and stables at Michigan there. The whole, like Artie said, I think there's a stink there. I think they really got to clean the orgy and stables. Just give the whole thing a custard enema and all that.
That's why I hope the Chargers lose. All right, for Matthew, for Laura, for Mark, and for Art, stay tuned for much more of Sports Overnight America.